Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, it is what's up. Hey, it's Archive Friday. On the bus. I got a hazelnut coffee going, in case you're wondering. You're probably thinking, Greg, what are you drinking right now? Hazelnut
coffee.
Okay. Archive Friday, one of our favorite guests in the sense that might be the nicest celebrity we've ever dealt with. I mean, I speak for all of us when I say that. We all love this guy. America loves this guy. The world loves this guy. And he's our Friday, Archive Friday, whatever pick for the Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, an interview with the lovely Henry Winkler on Archive Friday.
Old enough to remember Happy Days and the Jumping the Shark episode.
Yeah.
Does everybody remember when Fonzie, who was the coolest cat on the show, right? He jumped over a pool of sharks on a motorcycle and crashed. And okay. It was and you didn't know it was going to be a two-parter.
Yes.
So you sat there when it happened. There goes Fonzie, who was a beloved character, cover Time Magazine now, Henry Winkler. As Fonzie jumps over the pool and crashes on the other side his motorbike. And then, boom, to be continued. I'll never forget that.
And a lot of people were upset about that. So sometimes when they say your favorite show has now jumped the shark, that means it's no good because people did not like that. Yeah, so many people off. Yeah. They were like, I'm done with this.
Okay. Yes, we're ready.
Hey, all right, I'm going to switch him over.
So he's doing a tour of interviews today. So he's finishing one, and then he's coming to us. So we'll be joined by Henry Winkler. Henry Winkler joins us on the phone, the nicest human being in all of entertainment. I said it. There it is, Henry.
It's out there.
Good morning, Henry.
You know, I'm not so nice today.
Oh, no. We saw you yesterday on TV. You seemed very nice and happy then.
What has upset you today?
What'd you say?
I took a pill.
An angry pill?
Let me tell you, I will say, Henry, anybody who makes you in a bad mood is I am not a friend of anybody who ruins your day. I just want to say that at the outset.
Thanks. How are you all?
Good. How are you? Great to talk to you once again. How are things in your life?
I am so proud that Lights, Camera, Danger is now out. Yesterday was its pub date, its birthday. It is the second volume of Alien Superstar. We think we wrote a very action-packed, funny book for fourth grade to sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to talk about it. The part of the job is you make the thing, and the other part of the job is that you help let people know it exists.
Right. Henry, is this? Did you use? I mean, you have how many grandkids? I think four. Do you have four grandkids? How many?
Five.
Five.
One I don't like.
Okay. Okay. So, Henry, do you use them as kind of a testing ground for the story? Did you do a dry run with the story with them, or did they help in any way in shaping the story?
You know, I don't. What I do is at the end, like we just babysat this past weekend for our three grandsons.
Yeah.
And I read the book to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when the alien superstar, when he has had too much guacamole, because it's about the only thing he can eat on Earth,
right.
When he's had too much,
yeah.
And he can hear it slosh in his tummy, he farts. And my grandson thought that was the funniest thing he has ever heard, that his farts turned green.
See,
if you throw a fart, I have two sons, 9 and 5, and as soon as you mention a fart or a butt crack, that's it. You will hit gold.
It's totally gold, and every parent and grandparent knows that. And this is the second book, and it's about an alien that comes down, lands on Earth, and then becomes it gets put on a TV show and becomes a celebrity.
Becomes a television star, and he's having a great time.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, in the second book,
yeah,
Citizen Cruel the worst of the squadron, the shapeshifter, comes down to Earth in her rocket ship because she has to kidnap Buddy and take him back to the planet.
I'm a 58-year-old guy, and I would pay to have you read it to me. I swear to God. Henry Winkler is on the phone with us.
You want to hear some?
we have a limited amount of time. I want to use it the most.
Right lights, now, you want to hear 90 seconds?
Lights, camera, action. Sure. Give me 90 seconds of lights, camera, action with Henry Winkler, the author.
Before I could swim away, I was thrown in the Jurassic Park lake. A large brontosaurus head with its mouth open splashes through the surface of the lake, heading directly for me. Help, I said to my friend Luis. Help me. I'm being eaten. Hey, dude, don't worry about it. A brontosaurus is a plant eater, and they're not real. Hey, Luis, it's real enough for me to be up in the air 10 feet.
Dude, I heard it.
You should get a contract with Audible. You should read it on Audible.
Almost went a little Fonzie in there, Henry. Almost sounded a little Fonzie.
You know what? There's a little tribute to Fonz. Yeah. Louise sounds like the Fonz. But I just read it on CD. I read the
book. Good for you.
On CD. And it turns out it's the hardest thing for me to do, because I'm so dyslexic, reading out loud off a page is the most difficult for me to think to do in my career.
I've heard that. Henry Winkler on the phone. Roadkill has a question for you, sir.
What made you want to go down this road and start writing books? What turned you on to this?
Children's books.
I'll tell you, it was a time filler. In about 2002, my career had a lull. You know, and who knew that I was going to have a lull?
Right.
And somebody said, write books for children about your learning challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hank Zipser came alive. And then we finished Hank Zipser, and now we have Alien Superstar.
Yes.
Because kids always think about being a star, limousines, paparazzi, parties.
Yeah.
And we write the good, the bad, and the ugly of what it is like to be in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, when you talk about a lull, you certainly came out of it, because, Henry, you were so good in Barry. So good in Barry.
You're supposed to go back in February.
Yeah. Yeah. What have you been doing through the pandemic? How have you been dealing with life in the last 7 months?
You know, we finished Alien Superstar.
Yeah.
We created a brand new book I can't tell you about yet for younger readers.
Okay.
I went to France to do Wes Anderson's new movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just did, a young lady directed a movie. Her name is Stephanie Lang, and she sent me 3 cell phones and a laptop and 3 tripods. And I was the cameraman, I was the lighting technician, the actor, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And we made a whole movie with 3 little cameras in my house.
That's crazy. That's crazy. So you're enjoying life, and I saw you on Good Morning America yesterday, and can you imagine Halloween at Henry's house?
Hey, this is the greatest story ever.
Tell them about one of your grandkids, what they dressed up as is Halloween. I love that story.
Ace, who is my oldest. So 2 years ago, I walk into the house, into his house, and I turn around, and there he is in full Fonzie Brigade. My heart flew out of my body. And one of my favorite things is to sit on the stoop of the house and pass out the candy.
Yeah.
Kids come by and they go, how many should I take? I said, you can take 3. 3? You could take a fistful of candy. And they go and they dive in. It is just gorgeous.
Well, I love you, Henry. Thank you so much for spending time with us. Lights, Camera, Danger, Alien Superstars, book 2 is number out. Always a real pleasure to have you on our show, Henry.
And you can't see him, but I have Fauci on a couch. I have a Fauci pillow who has done every interview with me.
There you go.
Is he masked up?
He's all masked up. He's ready to go. All the best to you, Henry. Thank you so much.
And stay healthy, all of you, really.
You too. Thank you very much. Take care.
He's I love him. Just so
Henry Winkler just read a children's book to us,
and he's so down to earth, like grandfather.
Yeah, I didn't know he was dyslexic. I didn't. I can't fathom what a challenge that is to read words and have them appear backwards on a page.
Easy, it's not.
Uh,
What am I going to say?
Maybe you were not diagnosed.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
That's the Fonz.
Sure
man.
Not. I'm
the Fonz. There's no way you don't love them, right? Look at Kayla.
Oh, Scotty.
Yeah.
Easy, it is not. All right, anyway, why don't we break?
There it is. Great guy. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday, so thanks for hanging with us today.
And we will see you then. Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.